for the shiurim. Really, they're beautiful shiurim, and it's good to listen carefully. And I would suggest either iPod or take notes for Chalap Ochus. The common phenomenon that happens, boys go home from Pesach, so they come to the Seder, and they have their eye on the watch, and they know, I'm coming to Fuchatzos, I'm close to Fuchatzos, I'm to Fuchatzos, and sometimes the parents aren't always on the same page, and their mother prepared a delicious dinner, and everyone's talking about secret deals and driving, it's beautiful, and Chatzos comes and goes. Sometimes it causes a little bit of friction in the family. So I thought we'd just try to learn through the sugya a little bit in terms of what exactly is the zman of the Seder. So we're really going to focus on two different parts of the shiur. We're going to focus first on when is the earliest time to begin the Seder. Sometimes if you start earlier, then you'll have less of a problem of chatzos. So when exactly is the earliest time to begin the Seder? And then the second half of the shiur will be about when is the sof time of the Seder in terms of the matzah, the kohen, the dalkosis, halal, etc. So the sugya begins with the first mission, the very end of Masechet Tzachah, beginning of the 10th parak. The Mishnah speaks about the state of the beginning at the time of Chashaych, at the time of getting dark. Dark usually he has the connotation of Tzeisek Yechovim, when the stars come out. That's the earliest time the one can begin to eat on Pesach night. And Tosus is already sensitive to the fact that the Mishnah singles out, the Mishnah spells out, that you have to wait until actual dark in order to begin the Seder. But Tosus raises the question whether this is the rule or whether this is the exception to the rule. So Tosus points out that there are other Shabbosos, there are Friday nights throughout the course of the year, there are other Yom Tovim during the year. Is there such a halacha that you cannot eat through the Shabbos, you cannot eat through the Yom Tov until dark? Is the Mishnah that's speaking about the Seder is just an example of any other Lel Yom Tov or any other Lel Shabbos? Or is there something unique about the Seder? Is there some reason that Pesach night is different, that whereas other Shabbosos and other Yom Tovim one can begin early? Maybe Pesach night is different. So that's the question that Tosus raises. What exactly is the issue? What are the different opinions in Tosus? So Tosus quotes one opinion that maintains that there's nothing unique about the Seder, at least in terms of this, that the halacha is true every Friday night, the halacha is true every Yom Tov night, for Yochel Ad Shetech Shoch. You're not permitted to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Shabbos or the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov until it actually gets dark. That's one opinion in Tosus. And then Tosus quotes that another opinion, but Tosus says no, that there is something unique about the Seder, that all other Shabbosos and all other Erev Yom Tovs, one really can begin the meal before it gets dark. For that matter, one can even begin the meal before Shkia, even though it's literally Mibbe'ot Yom, the sun is still shining, one can still fulfill the mitzvahs of the Shabbos, and one can still fulfill the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov. How can that be? If it's not Shabbos, if it's not Yom Tov, how can you perform the mitzvah? So Tosus invokes the principle that appears in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Daftez. There's a principle called Tosefa Shabbos to Tosefa Yom Tov. According to many Rishonim, there is in fact a mitzvah in HaTorah to begin Shabbos and Yom Tov early. But before dark, before Shkia even, one is required to accept upon themselves Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Tosus suggests, in one opinion, that when you accept upon yourself Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. So maybe you can eat the Suda at that time. It's not called Mibiyod Yom, it's already Shabbos and Yom Tov for Chol Dini HaTorah. So Tosus is back and forth about this. Tosus has two opinions about this. What is that law? A regular standard Friday night, regular standard Yom Tov night. Can a person be mekabel the Yom Miba Od Yom? Many know what the practice here is, but I know in America in the summer months, and many people daven at the quarter of the early year, and the sun is still shining, and they go home, and they're eating the Suda. Is that acceptable or not? So according to one day in Tosus, that is okay on a regular Shabbos in Yom Tov. Well, the second day in Tosus, that is not okay on a regular Shabbos in Yom Tov. The Pesach points out that everybody agrees that a Pesach night, that is not acceptable. So we have to analyze this Tosus. We have to understand what is the Nekudas of Achlokas. What are the 2 days in Tosus arguing about? Why is that one opinion maintains you can eat the Suda based on Tosefes Shabbos in Yom Tov, and the other opinion maintains that you cannot? And once we understand what that Machlokas is about, then we have to further raise the question, well, why is Pesach different? Why, when it comes to Pesach, everybody agrees you cannot eat the Suda, you cannot eat the Matzah, you cannot begin to say there until it's actually done. So l'chora, the Nekudas of Machlokas between the 2 days in Tosfos ultimately revolves around what's the nature of this halacha of Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov. This mitzvah the Torah gives us, as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes derives from Sukkim, that we have to begin Shabbos and Yom Tov early. So So yesh lachor, one can raise a basic fundamental chakira. What's the nature of this halacha that you begin Shabbos and Yom Tov early? One can present it in one of two ways. Either one can understand that even though, in terms of the sun, it's not quite yet Shabbos, the Torah gives us the opportunity, and perhaps even the obligation, according to many, to literally begin Shabbos early, and we have the koach, we have the halachic ability to transform Friday afternoon into Shabbos. And at the time, if Bar Mincha is the earliest time for Tosef Shabbos, once a person fulfills this mitzvah Tosef Shabbos, once he's makabel upon himself, Shabbos and Yom Tov early, it is now Shabbos l'chol dinei Torah. It is now Yom Tov l'chol dinei Torah. One is not allowed to do malacha. One can fulfill the mitzvah Hayom at that point. It's considered to be mamish Shabbos l'chol dinei Torah. That's one way of understanding the din of Tosefos. But there's a very, very different way of understanding Tosefos. Perhaps what Tosefos Shabbos and Yom Tov means is that it's not Shabbos, it's Friday. How do we know it's Friday? The sun is still shining. It's Friday afternoon. Ella, the Torah tells us that we're supposed to be perish from the melacha, we're supposed to refrain from doing work on Friday afternoon. Late in the afternoon on Friday, before it's technically Shabbos, it's Friday afternoon with the nisa melacha, but it's not Shabbos yet. My nafkamina, at the end of the day, you have to be mekabel Shabbos early. At the end of the day, you can't do melacha those last few moments. What's the nafkamina, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Friday with the nisa melacha? The lechor, the nafkamina is going to be concerning the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. Can I go ahead, or the mitzvah say of Yom Tov, can I go ahead and fulfill the positive aspects of Shabbos and Yom Tov at that time? If you tell me that Tosefos Shabbos is Shabbos l'chol dinei Torah, Tosefos Yom Tov is Yom Tov l'chol dinei Torah, so just as Nisim Malach applies, the mitzvah say Yom apply as well. If you tell me that the nature of Tosefos Shabbos and Yom Tov does not transform the very essence of the day, but rather it's Friday with an Isser Malach, and that has no impact on the mitzvah of Suda, and I cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos and Suda Yom Tov, which of course by definition have to be performed on Shabbos and Yom Tov proper. So this clearly is what the two days of Tosfos are arguing about. So one opinion, Tosfos maintains that the day has been transformed, therefore, just as there's an Issur Melacha, there's a mitzvah of Suda at that point. And the other day in Tosfos says, no, Issur Melacha, yes, because the day has not been transformed, but Suda, not yet, because it's still Friday afternoon. L'chora, this shayla that Tosfos and Tantes in Pesachim is raising repeats itself in a similar Tosfos in Masechet Ksubos in the fourth parak, where Tosfos raises a question concerning Yom Tov. Does the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov begin with the moment of Kabbalas Yom Tov? What is the halach of a person who is Makabal Yom Tov an hour before Shkia? Is he now obligated in the mitzvah Saseh of Simchas Yom Tov or not? The Simchas Yom Tov applied as not Tosefos, but Tosefos Ksubos raises this question. What's the Shaila? Obviously it's the same Shaila. If the nature of Tosefos means that the day is transformed, so then it's already Yom Tov. If the nature of Tosefos is that the day is not yet transformed, it's still Erev Yom Tov with the Nisim Halacha, then of course Simcha would not be applicable at that point. So this is a theme that permeates different Tosefos and Shas. What's the nature of the Halacha of Tosefos? So now that we understand what Tosefos is all about, we understand what the two days in Tosefos are arguing about, we have to now raise the next question. So why is it that everybody agrees when it comes to Pesach, you can't eat the matzah, neither od yom? Why can't I just be makabel Pesach early, so the day has been transformed, it's now matzah, it's now Pesach l'chol adeyos, it's now Pesach l'chol dinei Torah, so why can't I go ahead and eat matzah at that point? So Tosefos admits, Tosefos concedes that even if Suda Shabbos and Yom Tov is acceptable at that moment, matzah is out of the question. Manishtana, literally, manishtana matzah from regular Suda Shabbos and Suda Yom Tov. So Tosefos invokes a pasuk for this, exeris hakosa for this. Tosefos points out that when it comes to achilas from the Pesach, the Torah uses the phrase v'ochlas avosa b'layla hazeh. The Torah invokes the principle of layla, and we know that matzah and Pesach and Morah, the three go hand in hand in terms of the Zman HaMitzvah. So Tosefos suggests that maybe Pesach, Matzah, Morah are Xeris HaKosuv, that Kuliyama Le'Pligi, everybody agrees, one cannot eat the Pesach, Matzah, Morah until it's actually Laila. How do we understand Shad of this Xeris HaKosuv? So Reb Chaim has in his Sefer on Shas an interesting beer as to what Tosfos is driving at. What does this Xeris HaKosuv mean? What is the nature of this halacha? The matzah is so fundamentally different than to the Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Reb Chaim explains that if we focus and really analyze what's the mechayev of Siddur Shabbos, what's the mechayev of Siddur Yontif, so the answer is Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos is mechayev a whole series of different mitzvahs. One of them being Siddur Shabbos. The Kedushas Hayom of Yontif is mechayev a whole series of different mitzvahs. One of them being Siddur Yontif. As long as we have attained Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yontif, then that is sufficient to fulfill the mitzvahs Hayom of Siddur Shabbos. So again, according to those Rishonim who maintain that Tosefos accomplishes that feat, that Tosefos in fact does create Kedusha Shabbos or Kedusha Yom Tov, then it's perfectly understandable why we can perform the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos or Yom Tov at that time. However, argues Reb Chaim, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah does not emanate from Kedushas Chag HaMatzos. It's not the Yom Tov of Pesach, it's not the Kedushas Hayom of Pesach, that's the Mechayev of Matzah. Proof positive, says Reb Chaim, you cannot eat Matzah to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah the following day. The Torah says, Be'erzech HaMatzah, you have to eat the Matzah at night. Now we know in terms of Kedushas Hayom, there's absolutely no difference between Kedushas Hayom of Pesach at night and Kedushas Hayom in the daytime. So why is it that matzah cannot be performed by Yom? So the answer is because it's not Kedushas Pesach, it's not the Kedushas Hayom that's the Mechayev of Matzah. The Mechayev of Matzah is Lain Lohazeh. It's Leil Tesvav Nisan, the Erfech Matzah, the Achlus of Asa B'Lai Lohazeh. That's the Mechayev of Achilus Matzah. So argues Reb Chaim, you could say whatever you want about the Sefer Shabbos and Yom Tov. It transforms into Kedushas Hayom. It's Kedushas Yom Tov for Pesach. That's wonderful, that's beautiful, but that's irrelevant concerning Achilas Matzah, because for Achilas Matzah, you don't require Kedushas Yom Tov. Kedushas Yom Tov you have tomorrow morning, and tomorrow morning is still no good for Achilas Matzah. You require Leil Tesvav Nisan. So, Achlus Avos Avalai Lazer, a Matzah Simurim Yechlu. It has to be Leil Tesvav. How do you define Leil Tesvav? When it gets dark, that's called Laila. Mishech HaShoicha, that's considered Api Aloch. It's going to be Leil Tesvav Nisan. So it comes out, if you put together this Tosfos with Reb Chaim, it comes out that for every other Shabbos and every other Yom Tov, so that's the Machlokes. Those are the 2 days of Tosfos. Whether you can eat the Shabbos early, whether you can eat the Yom Tov early, the only Yom Tov which for sure you cannot begin early, there's no shayla about, is Pesach, because of that unique halacha of the Erev Tech Lematis, Achlos Abos Abalai Lazeb. It's interesting to note that the way Tosfos presents itself in Sochem, the beginning of the 10th parak, it comes out that the Ikar Adin, is according to one opinion of Tosfos, which is probably the way we pass in the halacha, is that regular Yom Tov, you don't have to be concerned with regular Yom Tov. You can start early. There's no reason not to start a regular Yom Tov early. It's the same as starting Shabbos. So it happens to be strange that we have a minhag in each one of the Yom Tovim, we run into a problem for totally separate tangential reasons. The Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, so there are some Acharonim who say you shouldn't start Rosh Hashanah early because you don't want to run to the din. The person has a court case, no one, you don't run to be the tour. You come on time, you don't have to come beforehand. So no one's running to the din of Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to the first night of Sukkot, so the Ramah writes that, well, we always compare the first night of Sukkot to the first night of Pesach. That's the whole source of eating in the Sukkot on the first night. Just as the first night of Pesach, there's a bit of Laila, on the first night of Sukkot, there's also a bit of Laila. So Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos doesn't address Sukkot directly, but there are more extended. Then the Maharshal, the Gemara doesn't use that Gzer Shavah in terms of the Laila, so there are more Chiddush based on Tosfos. Then when it comes to the Laila of Shmini Atzeres, to begin early, so there's a whole Machlokes Acharonim B'taz, the Marshal, can you start Shmini Atzeres early? Because you run into a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a problem, in Chutz Laaretz, you have a problem. In Chutz Laaretz, where the B'taz, the Marshal live, the problem was, the Gemara says that you have to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz, but you don't recite a bracha. So what are you going to tell the guy to do? If he starts Shmini Atzeres early, it's technically still Sukkah, so it's both Sukkahs and Shmini Atzeres. So to eat in the sukkah with a bracha is not right because he already started Shmini Atzeres. To eat in the sukkah without a bracha is not right because it's still sukkah. You have a more serious problem in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. That would be about Tosef. But on the other hand, it's still sukkah. Just because you started early, the sun's still shining. So Bein Eretz Yisrael, Bein Chutz La'aretz, the Mashal says, you have to be careful not to be makabel the Yom Tov too early at Shmini Atzeres because you can't sit down for the meal. Because you can have this technical problem in terms of the sukkah. Not everyone agrees to Marshal, but many achashas from Marshal. So then you have a shavuos, a totally different reason. Mamash Rav Lech Biyom, some acharonim came up with this idea that you require tamimos. Now there is a halacha that tefillas Om has to be tamimos, but the Gemara doesn't have this drasha. This is a much later chiddush of the acharonim. I'm going to prove the taz that if you daven early on shavuos night, that's going to somehow detract from the tamimos. The Gemara doesn't mention that. The Gemara dashes different things from tamimos, but this drasha doesn't appear in the Gemara itself. So that's the minhag Yisrael. The minhag is that we don't start Shavuos early either. So it comes out that if you read the Taisus in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Taisus says every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, you can start early, no problem. Just Pesach, make sure the first night of Pesach, not to start early. So by the time we're finished with all the chumras and all the merhagim and all the shittas, Rosh Hashanah is out of the picture, Sukkot is out of the picture, Shmini Atzeret is out of the picture, each one for a different reason, and Shavuot is out of the picture. At the end of the day, there's only one Yom Tov left. Shvi Shal Pesach. Oh, Shvi Shal Pesach. You can start early. Remember a couple of years ago when I started a new shul in Burgerfield, so the question was, what time should we daven on Shvi Shal Pesach? So, you know, it was already late, they already changed the clock in America, people wanted to start early. So some people were tumbling, no, you don't start Yom Tov early, you never start Yom Tov early. I said, this is the only one left, out of all the Yom Tovs, the only one that hasn't been knocked out by the Rishayim and the Achronim. But this, if you want to start early, you can start early. Well, that's the bit. You can actually say the fact you need to see the early. If you make it like that day in Tosos, like most people in America are making, most people eat their Suda Liba Od Yom. In the summer months. Mishnah Brewer writes, Lechatchila, that if one wants to rewind that kula of eating the Suda Shabbos, Nibi Od Yom, so Lechatchila wants you to have a Kedayat of Chal at the end of the meal. Because since it's going to one day in Tosis, you're not Yotzim Nibi Od Yom, but usually by the time the meal ends, it's already up to Tzeis Kichom. That's the proper thing to do Lechatchila. I always tell people that if they follow that Chumrah, so they should be careful to tell, even in their own homes or if they go to somebody else's house, they should be careful to explain why they're doing that. Otherwise, the Baal Sabayis will be very insulted. She served the whole meal and everything that ate in it. And at the end, he goes and grabs another piece of challah because he thinks that he's hungry. She thinks that he didn't enjoy the food. So you should always explain to the person that if that's what you're doing, you're tachum rabbi alma, that Rabbi Zavlosky told you, Mishnah Brewer, with a taisis or something, knowing you have to meet this telephone is very, very important. You have to be careful. Your chumr shouldn't call somebody else at itza. Anyway, getting back to this story. So we have a little bit of a background in terms of when is the earliest time to begin the Seder. So basically we are knowing that you have to start the Seder at Tzeis Kichom. You cannot start it before Tzeis Kichom. But when we say that you have to start the Seder by Tzeis Kichom, what exactly do we mean by that? So clearly the mitzvah halayla you cannot do until Tzeis Kichom, let's say matzah. So obviously you can't start the matzah until Tzeis Kichom, but you don't want to start the matzah at Tzeis Kichom. It takes you an hour and a half to get the matzah. So what about the Kaddish Ruch, the Kaddish Yachat, in the first half of the night, you can finish so much before you get to Tzeis Kichom. So this is a problem because Magid is one of the mitzvahs HaLayla, Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the halacha is, B'shar Sheish Matzah Mor Menachem Afanecha, the mitzvah of Magid can only be performed at a time which is Zman, Avachim of Matzah. So since Tosos already told us that when it comes to Matzah, there's no mitzvah of Matzah before Tzeis Kichom, and there's no mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, before Tzeis Kichom either. So therefore, you cannot get a jump start on the Seder. You can't start that much because you run into a problem. You can't stay the way, you can't stay the Manashtana until the Tzeis Kichom. So a guy will figure like this. Well, okay, I could still get a little bit started early. So at least I get to Kadesh, Urchat, Kachas, and Yachat. And somehow, I might have to take an hour and a half just to get everybody to dip their, to get up to wash, to dip their stuff, to break the masses. It could take forever. And maybe I'll start at least that early and I'll get the Magid Buk by Tzeis Kichom. That's also a problem. So the Charenim write that the first of the Kosos is the Kosos Kiddush. So the mitzvah of Dalek Kosos, the Din Mitzvah of Avodah Dalek Kosos, the Rambam sounds like Dalek Kosos is like a fulfillment in a Torah, because there's a Din Mitzvah Torah the Rambam holds of demonstrating that you left Mitzrayim. It's not enough just to talk verbally about leaving Mitzrayim. You have to physically demonstrate it. That's the Rambam's shot in the Mishnah, L'haras Achatz Mokim Yosef Mitzrayim. So the Rambam writes that therefore we drink Dalek Kosos as an expression of that mitzvah Mitzvah Araisa. So whether Dalek Kosos is a little deraisa, quasi deraisa, derabana, whatever you want to call it, Lamaisa, it's one of the mitzvahs halayla, and the din is that the mitzvahs halayla have to go halayla, they have to all be done at the proper time. So your hands are tied, you can't even start kiddush until Tzeis Kichom. So not only does matzah have to wait till Tzeis Kichom, not only does magid have to wait till Tzeis Kichom, Kaddish also has to start, has to wait till Tzeis Kichom. So what could you possibly do before? Some families sing Kaddish Ruch as Kaddish Yachat 15 different times. So if you do that, you can do that before, because my kids don't like my tune. I sing the tune that my grandparents sang with Zerah Zerah. My kids like a little more, you know, a little more spiced up too. So it takes us 5 minutes just to sing Kaddish Ruch as, that you can start before Tzeis Kichom. But the opening words of Kiddish, the first bar paragraph, you have to wait until Tzeis Kichom. So hopefully we're going to start the Seder as early as possible. We're going to start as close to Tzeis Kichom as possible. Of course, this isn't always realistic. It's always also assumed that everything is ready to start a time. I don't know what's going on in your houses, but I have yet to begin a Seder at Tzeis Kichom, but I mean, hopefully as close to it as possible. But why are we somewhat in a rush? Why do we want to get the seder starting as early as possible? Because a chochamena barosho, we're going to run into problems towards the end of the seder. And that's the second, really, really moving into the second half of the shiur. When is the end of the seder? At what point do the mitzvah salada no longer apply? So there is a very famous machlokas hatanoim between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Then if you remember seven brachas, the Kriyas seven brachas, another, Zachim, two plays in Shas. Machlokas hatanoim, in terms of Achilas Korban Pesach, when is the zman of Achilas Korban Pesach min haTorah? At what point do you have to eat the Korban Pesach by Midah Araisa? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a drasha from a pasuk that you must complete the eating of the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. If the Chatzos, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Whether you're still allowed to eat it, whether there's another mitzvah, the mitzvah of the Achilas Korban Pesach for sure is over according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah at Chatzos. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll chop the puzzle until the morning. You're allowed to eat it min haTorah. You're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach until Allah says Shachar. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that the Rabbanan L'maisa is supposed to eat it before Chatzos, as a gezeira that lest you eat it after Alos HaShachar, which would be a nisakares of Achilas Noser, eating leftover Kavanos. So practically speaking, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, everybody ate the Korban Pesach at the same time. They were all eating it before Chatzos. The question is, was that a din deraisa or was that a din derabbanan? According to Rabbalos Ben Azai, it's a din deraisa. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a din derabbanan. Several years ago, I had been saying over some of this in the Shia, and I gave a Bechina, and one of the questions on the Bechina was, when is the soul's man Achilles Korban Pesach? So I expected just someone to write, Rabbi Akiva said this, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah this. So somebody wrote the answer, that it's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva Eger. So I tried to explain afterwards that Rabbi Akiva Eger was an Acharon who lived 150 years ago, Rabbi Akiva, the Tana, lived 2,000 years ago. It wasn't a machlokes between the two of them, but it was an innocent mistake. Anyway. So Lamaisin is a machlokes hatanoim. Why is this relevant for us? We don't, unfortunately, we don't have a Korban Pesach. Hopefully, the Hebrew Banam Mikdash will have one 2 weeks from now. But why is this more relevant for us right now? So the Gemara tells us in Masechet Pesachim that whenever the Sof Zman of Achilas Pesach is, that's when the Sof Zman of Achilas Matzah is. The two mitzvahs go hand in hand because a matzah of Rom Yachlu. It's all one big package deal. So now this becomes critical for us to know what is the din. Can a person fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah after Chatzos or not? So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the answer is absolutely not. In the Torah, it's worthless to eat matzah after Chatzos, like eating matzah the next day. Whereas according to the Akiva, it's perfectly okay. The Deraisa for sure, it's okay. And it's probably okay even the Derabbanan, because the Gezeira to eat Korban Pesach by Chatzos, according to the Akiva, probably was only instituted by Korban Pesach because of the issue of Nosar. Whereas matzah, that's the big deal, you eat matzah after this man, there's no Nosar. So probably according to Rabbi Akiva, it's mutter even lechetchila to eat matzah for many, even after Chatzos. So this is a very real shayla. What's the din? Do we follow Rabbi Akiva? Do we follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Must a person finish the matzah by Chatzos or not? So the Rishonim have a machlokes about this. There are different rayas from the Gemara back and forth. At the end of the day, it's machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. The Tosfos paskens like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you must finish the matzah by Chatzos, no questions about it. And the Rambam says, no, we pass it like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore you have all the way until Lo Shabbat. That's a pretty big enough commitment, of a few hours. So how do we know it? How do we pass it in Halacha? So the post can tell us that we treat this as a sveika bedina. It's hard for us to be machriya. The Rishonim himself could be machriya, so we don't know what the answer is. So we say it's a suffix. What is the significance of it being a suffix? Matzah is a mitzvah deraisa. So we're going to bend over backwards to eat the matzah before Chatzos. We're going to try as hard as to eat the matzah before Chatzos. If for some reason we goof and it's already after Chatzos and we haven't eaten matzah, what should the protocol be? So the post can write, you eat the matzah anyway, there's nothing to lose, and fakir, according to the Akiva and the Rabbam, you have everything to gain. So we will encourage you to eat the matzah after Chatzos, however, without a bracha. Suffolk bracha for hoftos, since we're not really sure that you're fulfilling any mitzvah, so we tell you, yes, eat the matzah in the suffolk, but do not recite the bracha in the suffolk. Suffolk bracha for hoftos. So that's how we pass in halacha, that you have to try your absolute hardest to eat the matzah by Chatzos. If you goofed and didn't do it, so then eat it anyway, albeit without a bracha, the suffolk, maybe you're fulfilling your mitzvah deraisa. What does this mean that you have to eat the matzah by Chatzos? We eat matzah many times during the Seder. So which matzah are we referring to? So clearly we're obviously referring to the first Achilas Kedayas, the matzah we call Motzi Matzah. The person didn't even get the Motzi Matzah. He's very, very poor. He's saying a sequence yes, Mitzrayim and Allah Hidurim, but then he blew the mitzvah deraisa of the Erev Tachlamatzah, according to half the Rishonim. So obviously that first kezias must be by chasov. That's nothing to discuss. But even he ate the first kezias. More common scenario. He ate the first kezias. Now they're in the middle of eating their chicken and then the soup and the salad. And they realize, oh, by golly, it's already chasov. So they're nowhere near atikomen. Is that a problem or not? So the Rishonim write that for two reasons. One should be careful not to fall into such a trap. One should even finish the atikomen by chasov. Why is that? So there's a machlokes of Rishonim in the end of Maseches Pesachim. Which is the real achilas matzah? Which point of the Seder do we really fulfill the erev lechol matzahs? So many Rishonim say that we perform the mitzvah achilas matzah at the beginning, with the first kezias. And there are other Rishonim who say no. Rashbam, others who say the real mitzvah achilas matzah, believe it or not, is at the end of the Seder. Just like the Zman Shem Esamikdash Hayakayim, so the achilas korban Pesach is the sofa Seder. So that's the real mitzvah. All right, so why do we make al achilas matzah at the beginning? That's a good question. It's a technical question. Beyond right now, the sugya, the Gemara Pesachim, that is a toast about it. Why we do it in a strange order? But there are some Rishonim who say the real bottom line mitzvah, the real Makor mitzvah of achilas matzah, is in fact the afikomen. So according to those opinions, for sure you better be careful to finish the afikomen by yourself. If not, you're blowing the mitzvah deraisa. Even according to those who disagree, the Rosh in Pesachim who claims that the first kedayis is the real mitzvah. Even according to the Rosh, what are you eating afikomen for? Afikomen is supposed to be a zeichel lekorban pesach. So a zeichel lekorban pesach, it makes a lot of sense that you should eat it at the time that you used to eat the korban pesach. So since the korban pesach was eaten before chatzos, the afikomen should also be eaten before chatzos. So we have two very real reasons to insist that eating the afikomen before chatzos. Number one, that may be the real mitzvah of erev lechol matzos. And number two, even if it's not, it's still important because it's not going to be any worse than just being a zeichel Pesach, which of course should be done at the proper time. So at the end of the day, in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, not only do you have to be careful to eat the first kezias by chatzos, you really should try to eat even the afikomen by chatzos. So sometimes this causes a problem. Sometimes this adds a little bit of tension in the family. Sometimes for very good reasons. People are fulfilling the mitzvah of Marav Lasap, if it's just in time raised in the Shulchan. Mother's prepared a beautiful Yom Tov meal, Simchas Yom Tov, Kavalvik. Everything is wonderful. The only thing is, everything that's wonderful also takes some time. So now it's coming down to the wire, it's 2 minutes before Chatzos, and you realize that if I don't eat the Afikomen now, so I really didn't fulfill what the Shulchan Aruch requires, the real halacha is that one is supposed to eat the Afikomen by Chatzos. So what do you do? So one, in theory, could just stop everything, just grab a piece of matzah and eat the Afikomen and finish. So sometimes that may also lead to some difficulty. Perhaps the Baal Savai has prepared a beautiful meal and no one's eating it because everyone's trying to eat the matzah. So that could also not may not go over so well. So is there any way to fulfill this halacha and Shulchan Aruch of eating the afikomen by chatzos and somehow be able to finish the meal afterwards? So at first glance, that's out of the question. The halacha is you have to eat the afikomen. The Gemara says in the end of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. So what are you going to do? So the Mamar Shach, if you want to eat the Asudas Yom Tov, so you gotta finish the Suda and then eat the afikomen. So sometimes it's not practical. Is there any suggestions, any aid to out of this problem? So there is a psak of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer had a fascinating chiddush as to how to solve this entire problem. So the Nezer came up with the following brilliant chav. Says the Avnei Nezer, it's 2 minutes before chatzos, you realize the chicken hasn't even been served yet, and you're looking at your watch, and you want to make sure you're going to chop around the afikomen. Says the Avnei Nezer, take a piece of matzah, a very, very lumpish piece of matzah. Make the following condition, the following tonight, that if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is right, that chatzos is the deadline, I only have 2 more minutes for afikomen, so here in Muchim Zuma, this is my afikomen. If Rabbi Akiva is right, I have another 6 hours for the afikomen, I'm just punching on another piece of matzah tonight, a few more calories, this is not my afikomen. And eat that piece of matzah, eat the kedayis of matzah. And then what? So look at the clock, wait for a second after chatzos, and then continue eating, continue your soup, your chicken, your salad, whatever you want to eat. What? Continue eating? How can you eat after the afikomen? The answer is, the issue of eating after the afikomen is only violated at the time of the mitzvah salayla. Let's say the moshe, tomorrow morning, you're not going to eat lunch tomorrow. So are you eating after the afikomen? That's a ridiculous question. The mitzvah is over already. The issue of eating after the afikomen is called man, that it's the zman of the seder, the zman of mitzvah salayla. You have to, that afikomen has to be the last of the mitzvah salayla, the last of the zman of mitzvah salayla. According to B'loz Ben Azariah, that Isra eating after afikomen ends at chatzos, because according to B'loz, whatever happens after chatzos is equivalent in halacha to tomorrow morning. So therefore, if Rabbi B'loz Ben Azariah is right, that the sof zman of afikomen, the sof zman of matzah of korban pesach is chatzos, so then as soon as chatzos is passed, continue eating without a problem. If Rabbi Akiva is right, and according to Rabbi Akiva, there's an issue to eat the entire night because you ate the apikoman, well, guess what? Here's the good news. You didn't eat the apikoman according to Rabbi Akiva because you made a condition. You ate a conditional apikoman. You ate the apikoman our tonight only according to Rabbi Lozer. If Rabbi Lozer is going to die, Rabbi Akiva is right, you just had another plain piece of matzah. So Mamash Azach Harifa, if you have the name they came up with, you can invoke this fancy razzle-dazzle lumdish in tonight in order to get around this problem. So you eat your matzah tonight before, minute before chatzos, you wait for the chatzos, and then you continue the meal of food. So not everybody accepted this other name. There are technical reasons whether tonight really works in these kinds of situations. So there may be certain technical issues with this other name. It's not lechet chiva to fall back on this other name. What I recommend people to do is if they're in charge of their own balabas of the Seder, they should try to really finish honest to goodness with the Seder at the proper time, not after finagle with these tonight. If a guy's really stuck and there really is no other answer, so could I have the name to smuggle up to Shasatat? But I go upon him, everything that we've been talking about is concerning the mitzvah of his matzah. Either the first kazayis or the last kazayis about the common. What about things past the point of Afikoman? What about the rest of the Seder? So there are two other important mitzvahs that we do after Afikoman. One, well, a few mitzvahs that we do, but the two important ones that, in terms of Zman, one of them is Hallel, and the other one is the drinking of the four kosas. The last two kosas have to be done at that point. So the question is, what is the status of those two mitzvahs, the Shtiyas Dalakosas, as well as the Hallel? How machpid do we have to be in terms of Zman on these mitzvahs? Do these mitzvahs also have to be fulfilled before Chatzos or not necessarily? So Tosfos suggests that, after all, we're not really sure who the halacha follows. We're not 100% sure whether we follow Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So therefore, argues Tosfos, maybe we treat this as a suffix. So whenever there's a shadow of the Araisa, such as Matzah, so we're very, very machpid. The Araisa, suffix, the Araisa, Chumra, we insist on finishing by Chatzos. Hallel, Chatzos, no, Hallel's only Dirabonim. Talakosos, Nishkefel, Chatzon, Dirabonim. Dirabonim, Suffolk, Dirabonim, Akuma. We have a right to be lenient, to be makel, to continue, to finish off the Seder after Chatzos. As long as we chop the Afikoman by Chatzos, we're okay. The fact that we're saying Hallel after Chatzos, not so bad. The fact we're drinking Talakosos after Chatzos, also not so bad. Chatzos makes a compromise between the Araises in contrast to Dirabonim. The Ran in Masechet Pesachim disagrees with us. The Ran argues, no, that we should be consistent, and we should be makbid in everything before Chatzos. We should finish the Afikomen, the Dalet Kosos, the Hallel, the works. We want to sing Chagadi after Chatzos, that's okay. But the mitzvahs and Laila have to be performed before Chatzos. Why does the Ran say this? So there could be one of two reasons why the Ran insists this. It could be that the Ran agrees to Tosfos that Hallel is only the Rabbanon at the Seder. But whereas Tosfos invokes the principle of suffix the Rabbanon Makula, that we can be makil since we're not sure when the Sof Zman is, so it's not so terrible. The Rabbanon you could be lenient about. The Ran is of the opinion that suffix the Rabbanon Makula, that principle that we're makil in doubts concerning mitzvah the Rabbanon, that's after the fact. It was b'diyev if something happened and now I'm not sure that I do the mitzvah, so let me look the other way. The Rabbanon you're allowed to be makil. But lechatchila to run your Seder in such a way that you're going to have to rely on suffix your Rabbanon Makula, that's not right. That's not appropriate. Ain't osim suffix your Rabbanon Makula lechatchila. We don't lechatchila plan out a suffix your Rabbanon Makula. So it could be that's the Nakudas and Machlok, but that's the point that the Rad and Tosas are arguing about. Everybody agrees. Halos the Rabbanon of the Seder. Everyone agrees. Dal Kosas is the Rabbanon of the Seder. So Tosas says, good, it's the Rabbanon, so well, the Chatchilah, you can do it after Chatzos. It's only a Suffolk. The whole Chatzos story is only a Suffolk anyway. So then the Chatchilah, should the Chatchilah, you can run your Seder in such a way. You finish the Araises before Chatzos, and the Rabbanon could take place after Chatzos, even the Chatchilah. And the Ran says, no. The Ran says, even though it's the Rabbanon, Suffolk, the Rabbanon, the Kula is after the fact. The Chatchilah, you're not supposed to do that. Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah, that also. Maybe a Shabbat, the Raisa. So if this is in fact the Machlokas tells in the Rab, and they both agree that Halal is only the Rabbanah by the Seder, they both agree that Dalakosos is the Rabbanah, and they're still arguing, so this Machlokas would be the Shittosom concerning another Machlokas tells in the Rab about Tzviras HaOmer. The Gemara says, at least Platosus understood the conclusion of the Gemara, that Tzviras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanah, because we don't have the carbon HaOmer. The Rabbanah have to disagree, but Tosus passes in the Seder's Menachos that Tzviras HaOmer is only the Rabbanah Bizman HaZeh. So Tosfos writes, therefore, lechatchila you're allowed to count ben hashmashas. There's nothing wrong with many shuls rely on this. Tosfos, lechatchila you're allowed to count ben hashmashas. Suffolk there, Rabbanon Makula. So the Ram says, wait a second. The Ram, Masechet Sochim, says, even if Tosfos is right, that Sphira is Derabbanan against the Ram. Even if Tosfos is right, that Sphira is Omer is Derabbanan with Manazeh, who said that you're allowed to lechetchila go and do a mitzvah Derabbanan in such a way that you're relying on Sabbath Derabbanan Lekula? Sabbath Derabbanan Lekula means if it's the Yevid, you count to Ben Hashmash, it's all right, we won't test you to count again. But lechetchila to count Ben Hashmash, that's really not appropriate. So that may be the machlokas, Tosfos the Ram, the Shittosam, by how to say there also. Tosfos who had no problem counting Sphira lechetchila Ben Hashmashos. So Tosfos has no problem eating, drinking the dalakosos, you have to chazel, saying the halal, you have to chazel. No problem, something there about the kula lechetchila is fine. And the Ram, the Shittosam, the Ram who said that you're not supposed to lechetchila set up such a scenario, so who would deny you shouldn't lechetchila count Sphira's Omer Ben Hashmashos? It could be that this machlokas says in the Ram is in fact lechetchila, how to understand the parameters of Sphira there about the kula. But it could be that the Ram is pointing out a different nekuda. It could be that the Ram's opinion is that halal on Pesach night may be a mitzvah mid the araisa. There may be a certain dimension of the araisa to the halal on Pesach night. There are other Rishonim who point out this idea. Rashi and Masechet Pesachim comments when the Gemara says lechem oni, lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. That you have to speak about the matzah, lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. So Rashi writes that you say Sipras Yis Mitzrayim and you say halal. So Rashi also invokes the concept of halal as being some kind of a deraisa on Pesach night. You have to base on halal shasaneis that she was alluding to. I think let's start with that. Nakuda will be told. So Pesach will be so we'll put that one and hope. But I hope on there could be some makaras in Rishonim that halal on Pesach night may in fact be with deraisa. If that's the case, but for sure you have to be makir on chatzos. There's no question. The same will be makir on matzah for chatzos and the sibutis and shrayim and afikomen and everything. You have to be makir on halal as well. So again, so in terms of the hierarchy of halacha, everybody agrees you better make sure to get the first kezayis in by chatzos. Otherwise, your mamish, you're playing with fire, you're playing with the mitzvah deraisa. If you got the first kezayis in, okay, matzah. But the more correct thing to do is to get the afikomen in also. And even if you got the afikomen in, really the more correct thing to do is to get the halal and the dalakosos as well. If there are more rice, it's the chatchila. So again, you know, I wouldn't make that much of a fuss. If your parents say that you're not able to get the halal and the dalakosos, then they rely on the Taisa says that that's okay. But chatchila, if you run your own seder, the correct way to find things is to try the chatchila, shmur chatchila, to finish the entire seder by chatzos. Again, after the dalakosos, you can do the whole night, you can do that tomorrow, you can do whatever you want. I just wanted to conclude just with one machshava about a common theme that we find in the celebration of Pesach in general, and particularly at the Seder, and that common theme is the significance of time. Here we just spent the whole Shia talking about when the Seder starts, and the whole longest, it's got to start at the right time, when the Seder ends, everything is time. And the truth is that if you look at all the bits of Salayla, they all revolve around time. Korban Pesach, you have to shecht it at a specific time, and you have to eat it at a specific time, and you have to burn it at a specific time. Everything is revolves around time. Matzah, the whole baking of matzah is time. The whole difference between chametz and matzah, the question of the second, it's a question of time. And you find chahena v'chahena and the celebration of Pesach, the significance of time. What is this all about? What is the Torah trying? What's the message the Torah is trying to get across out in terms of the significance of time, specifically in the Yom Kippur Pesach? So I think the answer can be found in the Kriyas HaTorah that we're about to read in a couple of days, the parasha of HaChodesh HaZelochem. We know the very first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael as a whole is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And if we stop and ask ourselves, what is it that Kiddush HaChodesh is in a sense the prerequisite to the Yom Kippur Pesach? Before we can even get the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, of Matzah, Mor, or Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim, Kiddush HaChodesh must come first. So of course the simple answer is, that, well, obviously, if you don't have Rosh Chodesh, if you don't have set up the Kiddush HaChodesh, then you can't speak about Yom Tov. Yom Tov are revolving around the institution of the calendar. And I think there's something even more to it than that. And you notice in the davening and in the Kiddush, at each of the Yom Tovim, so we invoke a phrase, Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim. Whenever we say it, in every Yom Tov, we always say, Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim. You ever stop and ask yourself, does that phrase make any sense to you? Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim? So Pesach, I understand, is a Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim. Sukkot is also a little bit Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos, you have to kvetch a little bit Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim, a little bit in Torah at the end of the Kiddush. Okay, Rosh Hashanah is a Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim. Can somebody explain to me how Shmini Atzeres is a Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim? What does Yom HaKippur have to do with Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim? So we say the same phrase, Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim, on Davening of Rosh Hashanah, but we say it on Pesach. What in the world is the Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim on Rosh Hashanah or on any other Yom Kippur for that matter? So I think the answer is based on a principle. I don't know if anyone here is learning a Daf Yomi, but a Daf Yomi they're learning in Meruba right now, 7th Parak Baba Kama. So there's a whole sugya in Parak Meruba called Eina the Maktish Davash Eina Shalom. A person cannot sanctify something that he doesn't own. That's true in terms of objects, in terms of chafotzim to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's true in terms of time as well. That a person cannot be Makadish something, a person cannot endow anything with Kedusha, even time cannot be sanctified if you don't own that time. How do you own time? Who owns time? Who doesn't own time? So if you think about it, the nekuda, the deep point, the demarcation between an eved and a ben chorin, between a slave and a free man, so doesn't necessarily mean that the free man has better food than the slave. The slave master may be treating him very well. The slave may have nicer living conditions, nicer accommodations than the free man. What is the nekuda that demarcates between the two? The answer is, the person who is free is in control of his own time. He may not have a very good life physically, but he's in control of his time. He's a bayam on his time. And Eved, as great as his accommodations may be, he is meshuvah, his time is not in his hands. He doesn't own time. The great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, the time of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, by making them B'nei Chorin, he gave them time. Klal Yisrael are now owners of their own time. As owners of their own time, now the Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh makes sense. Now, before we can begin to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us the first thing is you have to know you're becoming free, and the first demonstration of freedom is HaKadosh Zolachem. You have the ability to Mekadosh HaSazman. That's why each and every Yom Tov is a Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not because of the historical events that occurred on Rosh Hashanah. There were no historical events in Rosh Hashanah. Nothing happened in Shmini Atzeres that has anything remotely to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim historically. The reason why Shmini Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah are Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the very entity of Kedushas HaZman, what gives us the ability to declare a day to be a Mikra Kodesh, is predicated on the assumption that we're the Baalim on time. And that took place at Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim with each and every one of the celebrations of the Yom Tov. So perhaps the most important clue to walk away with from Yom Tov Pesach is the significance of time, because only those who own time or control of their time have the ability to Mekadosh HaZman. So perhaps that's why throughout the celebration of Pesach, time is so critical. More than any other Yom Tov, time plays such a major role. Time defines the Korban Pesach, and time defines the Matzah. Time defines the Leil HaSeder, the Mitzvah HaLaila. Everything has to be done in the proper time. Time is the underlying theme of the Yom Tov Pesach, because this is the moment of transformation when we were transformed from being avadim to being b'nei choren. We were given that wonderful gift of time. So this is especially true as we approach the time of HaKadosh Zalachem, the month of Nisan. But the truth is that these lessons of the significance of time are things that should really carry with us throughout our entire life. The Rav who gave us the ability, gave us the wonderful bracha of time, how we use the time ultimately defines just how free we are. If we waste away our time, if we're not in control of our time, we don't take time into our own hands and use it properly, so in effect we really have avodim, we have not yet been transformed to be b'nei chorin. And perhaps that's what Chazal meant, that ein lecha ben chorin ala misha osik b'torah. Talmud Torah, the mitzvah 24/7 of Talmud Torah, is the mitzvah which highlights the greatest possible use of a person's time. So the person who uses his time, the person who grows in Torah to the best of his ability, he is in fact the ben chorin. The person who wastes his time, the person who doesn't care and doesn't salvage every moment, doesn't save every moment of the precious gift of time, so such a person is ultimately an eved. Such a person has not yet learned the lessons of the Yom Tov Pesach. So hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem, the proper celebration of Pesach, with our focus on the proper zman of the mitzvah, should be something that should lead us to the appreciation of time, the significance of time, and how ultimately we can all become the Eim Lecha Ben Chorin Ala Misha Osik.